Good afternoon. An Alberta Clipper continues to sweep through the region with leftover snow showers around. A gusty northwest wind is developing and temperatures will begin to fall. Many places reached at least 30 degrees out ahead of the Clipper, but now temperatures will slide back through the 20s and a lot of locations will be falling through the teens by the time we reach the sunset hour. Things will continue to dry out overnight tonight and it will cool down considerably. With clear skies and diminishing winds, temperatures will continue to fall to around 0 to 10 below on average across the region, with some places across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains getting as low as 20 below zero by early tomorrow morning. High pressure will dominate tomorrow and keep it dry, with sunshine giving way to some high clouds by the end of the day. It'll be another cold January day, with highs only reaching into the teens. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south, where a storm system will develop and intensify along the eastern seaboard. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Sunday, and the storm will track up the coast by Sunday evening. The exact track will determine what type of weather we get across interior New York and New England, but right now it appears that most of central and eastern New England will see a soaking rain. If the storm tracks east of Cape Cod, that will be all the precipitation that falls. However, a closer approach over Long Island and into interior New England will mean rain for New England and heavier snow across most of eastern New York and central and northern Vermont. The exact track is still very much in question for this storm and will be watched closely through the weekend. Temperatures on Sunday will reach above freezing and into the middle and upper 30s before the precipitation begins. Behind the system on Monday, it'll be windy and turning colder with leftover snow or snow showers in the morning and temperatures in the afternoon reaching the lower 30s. It'll continue to be breezy and cooler on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 20s. A weak system will shoot through the Ohio Valley and into the region with some light snow showers Wednesday as highs reach the upper 20s, then back to dry weather with readings staying in the 20s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while most of the country will be dry heading into the weekend, a storm will be moving into the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies and extend eastward into the Great Lakes. A Pacific cold front moving inland will bring steady rain from Northern California to Washington State today and snow for the higher mountain locations. This moisture is expected to reach the Northern Rockies tomorrow in the form of snow showers, and some snow is also likely over the Dakotas. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Cascades into the Bitterroot Mountains southward into eastern parts of Oregon. High wind warnings have been issued for the Rocky Mountain front of Montana in association with this front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 26 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and a few flurries near 40. Boston, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and temperatures dropping into the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14, the record high, 62, set in 1995, and the record low, 16 below zero, in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:48 p.m., 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today. Temperatures starting in the 20s but falling through the teens in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 to 15 below but as low as 20 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today. Early highs near 30, but temperatures falling through the 20s in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today. Temperatures starting in the 20s, but falling through the teens in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today, early highs in the 20s, but temperatures falling into the teens in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 below. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today, early highs in the 20s, but temperatures falling into the teens in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the teens for highs. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or a rain-snow mix, especially in New England by the end of the day Sunday and again on Sunday night. Highs in the mid-30s. Leftover snow and snow showers Monday morning, then blustery and turning cooler in the afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds breezy Tuesday, upper 20s. Some light snow possible Wednesday in the upper 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds upper 20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.